Here we go. We are back here for another week of Curb Appeal, and we have a very special guest. I would like to just say House of Color, but really, I have to tell you, your Instagram, you have 40,000 followers.
Oh.
And your reel is
numbers
just,
don't mean anything.
I know, but your reels are hilarious. They're so great. They're so fun. And we were going through earlier, and I was like, oh my God, she's so funny.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah, no, you are. And I was like, how fun for you, I don't know, to just have such a presence on there and so many people tune in. And that's exciting.
Well, it's fun. It's like a creative outlet. You know, I think some people, they like have to do reels because they have a business or whatever. I love it. Like, it's so fun to get creative.
You're good at it.
Well, thanks.
Well, you're obviously a very creative person.
Well, you're sweet.
Well, and stylish.
Yeah,
when
stylish.
You walked in, I was like, oh.
I didn't know you were going to see feet on here, so I thought we might be behind a desk or something. I would have worn cuter shoes.
Those are cute.
I've got a million boots, but hey, you know.
But no, I like those. Okay, so go into it a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself and in regards, yes, to your social media presence, but you said you live in Arlington, you guys are building a home now, but
yes.
Let us get to know you a little bit.
Well, I'm Charlicorn Barrett. I have a background in music and radio, but I have been in the beauty industry for the last 10 years, helping men and women feel more confident in their skin. And now with House of Color, I am a franchise owner here in the Fort Worth area. And with House of Color, I get to help you find the right colors to wear and really feel confident about the clothing that you're buying, so we're not wasting money on the wrong colors. But I also do style, and so I help you find the right cuts and fits and patterns and scale that are gonna make you feel fabulous and just feel authentic to you. So when you walk into your wardrobe, everything in there you love. You never walk in going, I have nothing to wear. Now you walk in going, I love my wardrobe and I can't wait to wear that.
Ah, that's so good.
Isn't that a good feeling?
Yeah, that is a good feeling.
Yeah, Kirby just recently helped me go through my closet, and she's really good about that. And I don't know, as you change so much through your ages and the things you want to wear and through different careers and things. And so she helped me go through mine, and I swear now I get to walk in and feel like, oh, yeah, actually I'll wear any of this.
Yeah, it's like a stress reliever, too.
It's changed my life, so that's awesome that you get to do that every day.
Well, and there was a girl that flew in from Atlanta and got her colors and style done. And she just keeps voice messaging me like, Charla, this has changed my life. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't realize how much stress it brought when I did try and dress myself for like a speaking engagement or, you know, an on camera or even getting in front of social media. She goes, I didn't realize how much I stressed out. Now that is on the back burner because that is solid. I feel great. Everything in my closet's an 8, 9, or 10. And she goes, now I feel so much more confident and I can go be that boss babe that I want to be and not have to think about my clothes, you know?
Yeah. That's our friend Shelly Fitzgerald, she did it with
yes.
you.
Yes. Oh my God.
And
I love her.
We've been shopping with her since yes. and she whips out her color
and
wheel.
Before we've been shopping with her too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before, and now she's like, can't buy this. It's not the right shade of orange. Or, I mean, I don't know if orange was the color exactly, but it was one of those. And I was like, oh my God, she follows it. And yeah. it works well for her because
yeah,
she's like, I know.
Guidelines.
Yeah, and she knows she'll wear it if it falls in the guidelines that you provided for her.
Totally. So that's the thing. We don't like to put you in a box. But like there was recently a study done with children on a playground, and the first set of kids were on this playground where there was no fence around it. It was just the playground, like in the middle of this field, right? Or there was another group of kids that there was this more of a border around. Well, the ones without like the fence around, they stayed real close to the playground, okay? But then the kids who had this fence around the playground actually ventured out and were more around like the fence area instead of always right by. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to give you some borders, but you're actually, you're not being put in a box. You're actually going to like expand your mind and be able to go and take a little bit more risks and stuff. But it does simplify life because you can walk into Target or Dillard's or a boutique or something and go, yes, 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 no, no. And so it just like simplifies life and just takes the guessing work out of shopping.
It's made her more decisive, she said, when it's comes to shopping and her choices.
Yeah.
It really provided her, obviously, like I said, the guidelines, but the help that she was looking for. Go into the conception of House of Color a little bit, the background of that and how you did get involved with that.
Okay, well, House of Color has been around for 40 years. They've been in the U.S. for like 12 to 13, and there's only 200 House of Color analysts in the United States right now.
Wow.
And so when I found out about it, it was a girlfriend up in Tulsa, and she went and saw a color consultant up in Tulsa. And so she went in, and this is one of those like bougie, this girl has everything designer, and she was selling all of her like yellow, gold, like, you know, Oscar de la Renta gowns. And I'm like, wait a second.
Like, what are you doing here?
What, like, yellow is your color. What do you mean? What are you doing? Why are you getting rid of all of your signature colors? And she was like, no, it's not my color. And I was like, what is this? And so I was going to drive to Tulsa and go. And then I found that there was three consultants in Dallas, but no one in the Fort Worth area. So I went and got my colors and style done in Dallas. And I thought, I have to bring it to the Fort Worth area. And so I went through extensive training. It's like the most comprehensive training I've ever been through. It was like 4 years worth of college. But
wow,
the training,
yeah, I'm right? So curious about this process. Yeah. I'm like, how do
we should have done this
do
before
this?
So you guys would have known.
Well, no, that's why we're going to pay and come do it with you after this. And then we'll have to come back with our results. But the process, like, because you kind of have to be able to, you're reading somebody by just obviously their.
Right. Well, and being on camera, like you guys, like,
oh yeah.
Even my daughter saw this girl on the news. She's like, mommy, her blonde hair looks green. And I'm like, it's because she's dressing like an autumn and she's really a summer, honey.
Is that what you call him?
Yes. So, okay. So if you can see, there's a wheel behind me. And what we do is you come in without makeup on. So it's very vulnerable. Just ask Shelley Fitzgerald, who you heard about this about. Yeah. But she was so vulnerable, came in without makeup. But I pull the precision dried drapes up underneath your chin. And we see how they read with warm or cool drapes. So the undertones of your skin are going to determine whether you are yellow-based and warm or blue-based and cool. So if you read yellow-based and warm, then we compare autumn and spring. So you fall in the top of the wheel. Or if you fall under more of a blue-based or cool, making you cool, that would put you at the bottom part of the wheel, and we would compare winter and summer. If we find out that you are an autumn, that means you're warm and blended. If you're a spring, you're warm and bright. And gold jewelry is going to look the best on you, where silver jewelry could go a little costume or look a little inexpensive. And then if you're on the bottom part of the wheel, if you're winter, you're cool and bright. If you're summer, you're cool and blended. And silver jewelry is going to look the best on you. So not only jewelry, but also like accents on a shoe or a handbag or a belt.
Oh.
But because they could go a little costume if they're not in harmony with your season. So, but I mean, if you like the man, keep the ring, right? I'm not gonna make you get rid of a red wedding ring.
Like, not your color.
Yeah, right.
Not
sorry, honey. I'm gonna need a new ring.
Yeah.
But also like designer handbags and stuff. I mean, obviously, there's like the Louis Vuittons with the gold, like. Yeah. I don't want you to get rid of your expensive handbags, but there are a lot of people who have, and they're like, it's not my color.
Yeah, because if it's not complimenting them, you want to feel good with what compliments you, and so that makes sense. Does it change if you're more tan in the summer or, you know, pale in the winter?
That's a good question.
That is a great question, and it will always go with your natural tan and your natural hair.
Oh.
So, but I can't do a color analysis on you if you have a spray tan, because that could alter.
Makes sense.
Yes, and so if you have a natural tan, though, I can totally do it. It's not going to change your season.
Okay.
But also,
what about the hair though?
Yeah, natural.
This ain't natural. But I'm not letting it grow out.
So I'll say this, God had it right. Like, your natural hair color, and I've had plenty of women, especially since, you know, the pandemic and everything, they went more to the natural color.
Mm-hmm.
It actually completely works with your season and sits in harmony. But we do talk hair color. We talk hair color, nail color. Like, should you go the
nail
icy blonde?
Oh, that's what I was wondering.
Yes.
So maybe do you have people come in that have the wrong, they alter their hair color and it's wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
So I had someone that always thought she was yellow based and warm, and she had this very warm red hair, like redness that she's she had added to her brown hair, but she found out that she was a summer, making her cool. So she went to her hairdresser and said, Charlotte told me I need to do more of a cool brown, and she looks 10 years younger, y'all. Like, she looks fantastic. And blondes especially. Do you need the icy blonde or do you need more of the warm blonde? Because it is hard to keep up with this iciness, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So me, I have to keep mine icy because I am on the bottom part of the wheel. I'm a summer. But if you're on the top of the wheel, the warm blondes and even like the more auburn hair does look great.
Wow. Have you ever had anybody who did it with you or did they ever talk about this, like maybe as they got older, they needed to check out their colors again, like because maybe their feet, like maybe they changed a little bit or, you know,
yeah,
I don't
know.
Does
that change with age?
Does it change with age?
So your season will never change.
Okay.
But we do recommend if you're like, oh, I'm kind of questioning where I'm at, I do recommend coming back in and getting your ratings redone. So at the end of your appointment, we get to show you all 36 precision dyed drapes up under your chin. And so every time you could rate with another consultant, they could come up with a different rating. That's the only part of it that's subjective. But your wow colors may change. And so you may not be like the bright, more vivid colors. You may be a little bit more muted. But so I would say the advanced colors where you come back and get your reading, like your ratings reread. Okay.
And men, so men do it too, you said.
Yeah, men, children. I mean, just think, could you imagine the money we would have saved, y'all?
Oh, I know.
Really, though,
if we would have bought the right colors our whole life.
How do people find you, or do you find, like, not obviously people can find you on Instagram, but where do you find that these people are coming from?
So, in the beginning, it was a lot of my, like, warm network, like people that I worked with in the past, or, like, some really good friends. But, I mean, honestly, half of the people that do come and book an appointment just go straight to the House of Color main website, put in the zip code, and I'm their nearest consultant. So if you're not in the like Fort Worth area, then you could just look up you find the nearest consultant to you.
How did the Atlanta lady come to you?
She found me on Instagram, okay. And then she kind of started following all the other, you know, House of Color consultants. But she was like, her birthday was coming up, and she's like, Mom, hubby, can you just fly me to see Charla? So I was flattered. And I mean, she's just such a sweetheart. She's been one of my biggest advocates.
That's really special, too. Yeah.
And I did her husband, I did her daughter. So going back to that, men need to do this, too.
Yes, because they hate shopping anyway.
Yeah, and this simplifies it. It's like literally color coding your wardrobe. But men, what the best thing about men is we go through their best suit color. And their power colors and their authority colors. Oh. So we show them the best colors that are going to give them that approachability and competency. And with men, the biggest thing is they look friendlier in the right colors, where they look more stern and unapproachable in the wrong colors. So not every guy needs a black suit. You might need a warm navy or a French navy or a bright navy instead. So,
oh my gosh.
Do some men opt for the more stern colors?
Yeah. Well, no, they clearly see it. Like, because if you're in the wrong colors with everybody, I mean, it could kick you completely out of harmony. It could make you look sick and tired and green or yellow or orange. But when you're in the right colors, your teeth are whiter, your eyes are brighter, your skin is just radiant. So, like, we work so much on, like, skincare and everything, but if we're putting on the wrong colors, it could totally fight against us. So
I think it's interesting too, because I feel it goes with the saying, if you like look good, you feel good. You know how people always say that. And so have you seen the transition in people just in the setting with them of doing this? I mean, they like kind of just transform and change.
I mean, I see it literally within minutes. So, you know, again, they come in, women, you know, no makeup vulnerable. On, obviously men or don't. Most men don't have makeup on.
Yeah.
But I can't read you if you have makeup on. But no makeup on, and you're sitting in front of a mirror, like staring at yourself. It's so vulnerable. But when I bring up the wrong colors, they're like, oh, like they can't even look at themselves. But when I bring up the right colors, I'm like, you don't even need a drop of makeup on right now. You can tell, like they don't need a drop of makeup in their right colors. And so even me personally, I've been wearing way less makeup. But then, so we go through the color process. We find whether you're a summer, winter, autumn, or spring. And then we do a 90-second makeup routine. And so then
you do the makeup routine with it.
So, yeah. So we do a primer, our illuminator, our dual foundation. You get to find the right blushes, the right mascara, the right lip color. And so you find your best 3 points of red, and you literally see it in front of the mirror. They're like, they feel like they have a full face of makeup, and I'm barely putting any on, but it makes such a difference. And then I do the ratings, and they have their wow colors at the end of it, and they walk out like skipping, like their confidence just totally shines through.
I could totally see that happening. I guess
remember
for you,
when Shelly texted us the picture, she like had such a smile on her face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And her smile was brighter. Like she was radiating.
You could tell.
She was just, so bright and happy. You personally, when you did it, what kind of were your thoughts and feelings?
Well, anyone who has a tough time falling into a certain season, I can totally relate.
Okay.
Because I found out I was a summer, but I am a recovering spring.
Okay. There we go. That's what I was like, what if I mean, because there's colors I know I buy that are probably not my color. But I'm like, I just like things that are made in those colors. I don't know.
Well, so and you may love the colors, but the colors don't love you.
Yeah, talk about the recovery process.
It is. And because I was always so drawn to the bright, warm pinks and yellows and greens. But when I saw what they did to my skin, like I turned yellow. Like I actually turned yellow in the mirror with the wrong colors, in the warm colors. And then she was comparing summer and winter since I knew I was cool based. And the winters looked like I was wearing costume clothes, like I was wearing Halloween clothes. They were way too bright. But when she pulled up those summers, it looked like I had a filter over my face. So the transformation in my own life, like when I used to walk into a room, people would go, wow, that's a bright outfit. Where now they go, wow, you look radiant. Like you look really beautiful. Because I think my wardrobe was competing with me instead of like me really shining through. So that's why it's all about your authentic self. That's why I love what I do, y'all. It's so fun.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell. You're so passionate. And
when
it's
you
great.
Just get to celebrate your true self.
And you're making people feel good about themselves.
Oh, it's,
that has to mean so a lot.
Fun. It is so fun.
Take us back a little bit. Are you from Fort Worth or where are you originally from?
So I'm from up around Lubbock. Okay. My parents still live up there. They've been married for 54 years. Oh, you are? Okay, yeah. My parents are from Farwell, and they still live in the same house that I grew up in.
That's great. I like
that. Yeah, I grew up 6 blocks from the state line, and so, you know, with curfew in high school, we would play with the time zone there. But yeah, they still live in the same house that I grew up in. My room is still yellow daisies, which is why I was probably drawn to yellow my whole life.
You're like, love yellow. Didn't right. love me back.
But yeah, so that's where I'm from. But my husband is from the Arlington area.
Okay.
And, so when I met him, I knew we would settle close to his family. So that's exactly what we've done. And 3 kids in, 2 biological. And then we also adopted our little baby girl. But yeah, we love it. We love it here.
That's special. And I know you mentioned, so you guys are moving out to the country. A little bit. What made you guys want to leave Arlington and do
taxes?
That? Yeah, oh, well, duh. That's why I was like, get me out of California 10 years ago.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, oh, no, thank you. But how exciting. Okay, so does the colors transition to you designing your home and the colors you have in your home? Or does that not have anything to do with it because it's not as on you, I guess?
Well, I'm definitely more aware of that. But with like home design, like it's warm totally and cool different. Is totally different. It could be like textured and smooth instead of, you know. So yeah, I do have a designer. Thank goodness I have Mallory to reel me in. So I have not transitioned this into my home yet. I'm gonna let Mallory do that job.
Yeah,
I'll stick to
Mallory.
The clothes.
Yeah, I'll stick to
I
the clothes.
I bet your closet's gonna be pretty fabulous.
Actually, you know, at doing this though, it condenses your wardrobe, and you actually because we want. The average American wears 15% of their closet, okay? Mm-hmm. We want you to switch that number. We want you wearing 85% of your closet. Okay. So when you are, you can imagine, like, that just shrinks way down. So, like, honestly, my clothes are on a little rack that I have in my color studio to show people. And honestly, my wardrobe is about that big right now. So my closet's really not going to be that huge and fabulous.
How often do you transition your clothes out? Do you hold on to pieces and items? Or are you like, okay, I've worn this, it's, you know, had its stint in my closet, I'm done with it.
So I used to have that mentality. I used to like wear something like 3 or 4 times and I got bored of it. But now, especially when you come for your style analysis, mm-hmm. that's one of the aspects that we talk about, is really buying more quality and like some really core pieces. Mm-hmm. And then everything can mix and match. Because y'all, I mean, it was a busy day. I cut like 15 commercials this morning. I went out to the property then I came here. So I went home and changed in like 5 seconds. But because everything is in my season, everything mixes and matches. So like I just went and put this together really quick because everything mixes and matches so seamlessly that you feel like you've got new, fresh outfits all the time. Because these pants, I've never worn them with this top before, but you know what? It worked. So yeah. Like everything mixes and matches and it just, it's so fun. So I can take 5 tops and 5 bottoms and I've got 25 outfits. Like I've dressed myself for the whole month, you know? And it's so fun.
Are there, if you can share this, are there any core pieces that you think people or staples that they should have in their closet?
Yeah, I would say the first investment pieces that you want to go for is in your neutrals. So like we show you your great like authority colors and your best neutrals and your wow colors. So start with your neutrals and then go and buy your wow colors. But like gone are the days of the capsule wardrobe being, you know, a black blazer and a white pin shirt or white, you know, black pin skirt and a crisp white shirt. Like no, everything in your closet should be in your color palette, your clothing personality and fit your body currently. Right? Like we all have those high school jeans that we think maybe one day we'll fit into.
Yeah.
They don't need to be in your working wardrobe. They need to be in like, you know, a bin up in your attic or maybe drop them off at a consignment store. Right?
Yeah. How often do you suggest your clients go through their closet?
Well, it usually takes one good sweep after you get your colors and style done. And I also do closet clean out.
I was going to say, how do you suggest people get rid of things?
Well, that's what I want you to go through your closet and, you know, make piles, the keep pile, the donate pile, and the trash. Like, this is an old college t-shirt. No one needs in their life.
What?
Right?
We don't? No, I'm but kidding. Also, I get rid of things.
You could do, like, this rating system, too. Mm-hmm. Like, hold in your head. Is this an 8, 9, or 10? Right? Like, do I feel like a 10 when I wear this? Mm. And if it's a 7, could you get it to an 8, 9, or 10? Or should you just put it in one of the piles?
Mm-hmm. Should you just get rid of
That's
it?
That's a yeah. great yeah. way to think about it. 8, 9, or 10.
It's,
yeah. And eight, so you 10. Need to like, I always say like the Marie Kondo.
Yeah, I was just going to say, does it bring me
you
joy?
Say,
does
it thank bring you joy? For the joy yes. you brought me. And you yes. fold it up and you put it away.
That's right. So instead of Marie Kondo, I can come and Charla Kondo your closet.
Oh, yes.
And I will get everything in order. But and I also can do that virtually, too. So style can be done virtually, but color has to be done in person.
Okay, so are they two different services then?
Yes.
The color and the
two
style.
Two totally okay. different services. And you could do one before the other. But, I mean, I've done more color than style, but I feel like style is so, so essential because you know exactly like what patterns and scales mm-hmm. and like necklines and where your jeans should hit and yeah. all the things. So
see, that's an interesting thing. I look yeah. forward to when we are going to do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, can
you.
We do this?
Yeah, I can't yeah, wait to make the appointment.
Come on, girls. Yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm like, this will be so fun.
But y'all already look so fabulous. I don't know that I would change.
Thank you. Always no, there's ever improving.
Yeah, hopefully. I've never liked...
It's a goal.
Yeah, well, I could say all these colors right now, but we'll just wait for that. But yes, always improving, same over here. Take it back a little bit, because you said this company's been in business for 40 years, but there's only a little over 200 representatives here in the United States. So where did it start again, and why do you think... What's like the process of getting it maybe moving faster? Or what's been, you know, the process for you to be recognized in this industry and business and people recognizing it?
It's just brand awareness, okay. right? So like, I feel like it's just kind of taking steam here in Fort Worth mm-hmm. because I started a franchise here. So more yeah. people in the Fort Worth area are doing it, but we're based in the UK. And so they've been perfecting the color analysis process for over 40 years there. But they came to the US like 12 to 13 years ago with like a core group of consultants. And one of the consultants is one that trained me. And, but yeah, they've only been around the US for 12 to 13 years, but we just hit 200 consultants. So it's growing and it is, it's just.
But if you think about the country, I'm like 200 consultants isn't very many.
Which is why people would have flown in to see me, you know, cause there's not one right by them. But I would say it's so great. You got to find your nearest consultant and just go do it. Like, yeah. It is so fun.
Because it is. It's a life-changing
experience. I actually had a friend who did it 10 years ago. Becca. My friend Becca.
Really?
And we were living in Houston, and she was a teacher, and she went and had this done. Maybe her friends in L.A. had told her about it. And we were so young, and I was dumb, obviously. And so I was just like, what is that? But it did change, and she still uses it to this day.
Well, so there was kind of a company or a system kind of in the early 80s that did this. Mm. And there's been a few department stores that have done this, you know, as well. But it's back around. So it's kind of like picking up steam, because we are in that generation where we're like lost when it comes to colors and lip color. Mm-hmm. And we're stuck in our Lululemons, stretchies.
COVID hit, everyone stopped dressing up or getting dressed up. We're getting used to getting dressed up again.
Totally.
And makeup and the whole thing.
Yeah, it's all so foreign. But now it's like, whoa, I didn't realize how much simpler my life would be if I just knew that.
Yeah.
And how much money I would save.
Well, and I think that's another good point, is the money that you can save by just knowing you're buying a quality piece that is going to complement you.
Oh, yeah, because now I'm buying stuff that is going to be in my closet for 7 to 10 years now, instead of stuff that I would have only worn for that season of my life, you know?
Okay, your social media, like I said, you have over 40,000 followers. How fun.
So impressive.
You have fun with it. I know numbers are numbers, but at the same time, you really enjoy it and you're good at it. Talk about social media and why you enjoy it so much and how much fun you have with it.
Well, so I came from music and radio. So, you know, I used to have a band. We would tour around Texas.
What kind of music? Yeah, we need to talk about this.
Hardcore rap, of course.
Oh, yes.
No, I did like the Texas country scene.
So cool.
I lived in Nashville for 8 years, but I came home and I went to like a Randy Rogers concert. And I was like, what? Why am I in Nashville when this is going on down here? So I moved back home to be closer to my parents. And thank goodness I did, because they had health issues that I had, you know, was able to be around for. But then I did the Texas music scene for a while in conjunction during that same time in my life. Seems like, you know, ages ago. But I also got a gig at the Ranch Radio in downtown Fort Worth. And so I did like a night show, and then I was on the morning show for 5 years. And so that was just so fun. But then, you know, you start having babies. Yeah. So singing in smoky bars until 2 a.m. or getting up at 4 a.m. for a morning show didn't quite make sense.
What was the radio show like in the morning? Were you up early were your hours like?
No, I was up at 4 a.m. And when my daughter got old enough to ask, like, Mommy, why do you go to work in the middle of the night? And I had to be like, oh, Mommy's not a stripper.
Yeah.
She does a morning show.
Yeah. Don't worry. Turn on the radio, sweetie. It's okay.
But I was home by 10 and it was great. But, you know, my life just changed. And so I got into skincare for a while. And I still do that. I'm able to help men and women with their skin and feel more confident. And then when this came across my plate, it just worked so seamlessly with my brand. And so with social media, though, you know, I've just always like this. I like, give me a microphone and I'm going to have a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, you can seamlessly just speak.
Yeah, it's really great. It seems like very on brand for you, the color. Aww. It's like a natural progression for everything.
Yeah, that's why I felt that way too. And that's why I feel like social media is like having a big microphone. And it's not just like putting yourself out there. Like, you literally get to share energy with people. And so that's why I love it, because I do feel like it's this like constant circle of being able to put positive energy out into the universe. Because if you're putting negative energy out, guess what? You're going to get negative energy back. But if you're putting that positive energy out there, that's what I love about social media. So that's why I have a lot of fun with Reels.
And I think that's why so many people are drawn to you.
You have a great energy.
Yeah. Can I just come here every day? Yeah. And you guys like, just build me up.
Need your positive energy. Yeah,
we do. Seriously, I love it. Do you ever miss singing?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you sing at home? Like, what does that look like?
So I sing in church. Like, I do the announcements and volunteer in the kids department in our church and sing specials every now and then. But I don't miss, like, singing in bars and stuff. I mean, you know, when you're married, but you've got, like, a guy buying you shots at a show, it's just, like, it just wasn't conducive to what I was wanting for, like, my lifestyle.
Seems like it'd be a hard.
It's just hard. Yeah, it's just really challenging. Hard. Yeah, it is hard. And I just, I'm like, why does it have to be this hard? So I just decided to step away from that. But no, I still sing in church, and I just, the only part I really wish is that like my kids could have watched me, you know.
Do any of them sing? Is it like in the genes?
I've recognized a few. My son's like a drummer. My daughter's more of a dancer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they can all kind of sing a tune. But singing has kind of not really been like their thing.
They're like, no, thank you.
But Mom, I just wish they could have like stood side stage when I, you know, was in front of a crowd of, you know, 15,000 people singing every word to my song at Larry Joe Taylor Fest or something. But
so fun.
Gone are those days. And but God had fun. Other plans.
Yeah, God had other plans. So, but that's the thing.
Instead
memories.
Of a 15,000, you know, audience, I get one person in my chair, I get to do their colors, and it is a much more intimate, more like, you know, but you still get to pour into people, which is great.
And That's cool. Like you said, you have great energy.
Oh
yeah, so pouring into people, I think is
if fun. I can keep this great energy, and I'll give you my energy, you give me those boots.
Yeah.
Oh, is this how
yeah,
because they are, well, we love a trade.
They're yeah. very summer, so I'm just saying, it's in my palette.
Okay.
I might need them in my
okay, I have to ask you then, you mentioned footwear, so that goes with it all. Like,
oh, right? Yeah, nails, accessories, handbags, earrings, shoes. I mean, I'm telling you, everything's going to be
have
in
your you palette. Had people come back and said, I cleaned out everything because
oh, no,
all
they
sent
me pictures that night.
Yeah. Just like tossing.
Oh, yeah. Of like sons, daughters, all of them. Like the they go straight to their closet.
Like, almost like they've been waiting for the permission to get rid of these things that have been weighing them down, probably.
Well, and there's probably things in your closet you're like, I love that. It still has a tags on it. But why am I not wearing it?
Yes.
It's because it's not your style or color.
Yes.
So you bought it because it was trendy and it looked good on her, but didn't quite look good on you.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a hard thing, trends with people?
Well, but I feel like trends are good. Trends last from 3 to 7 years. Like, even if you buy a trend, you're going to get your wear out of it, you know?
Yeah.
So
as long as it's within your style and color palette.
Right. Like those big, chunky black combat boots that everyone was wearing a couple years ago. Yeah. I'm glad I know now that was not in my style or color, so I didn't fall into that. But for some people, that's right in line with their color and style. Mm-hmm. So they could take it past when the trend's over.
Because it still works for them.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. Well, Lizzie, do you have anything else? I know
no,
Holly's
I think
given
it's so
us
so great.
The
I'm really looking forward to going through the process myself.
Come and see me. Yeah,
we are.
Kirby, hopefully you'll do it with me. And we'll get Holly involved too.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fun when you do it with a friend.
Yeah.
Like, could you get
yeah,
to
do you
see
have
it?
Party like do people come in and do parties or
yes.
What's oh, like yeah. the max number of people you can handle in one sitting?
Well, it's like an all day thing if you do a big group, but this group of girls, they flew in from out of state and they just rented an Airbnb and we did their colors and style and they brought clothes that they like loved or hated. And so at the end of the night, we had some fun beverages and I was like, okay, now it's time for, let's do a fashion show. You put on that and you put on that from her wardrobe. Like they swapped clothes and you could totally see why it worked on some people and didn't work on others. We had so much fun. So
much
I absolutely
fun.
Love doing parties. It would be so fun. And brides need to know about this too. Like what color white of a wedding dress do you need to be more of an oyster? So it's so fun for like brides to do like with their bridesmaids and everything too. So
that's a great idea.
That is a great idea actually.
Well, tell our viewers where they can find you, how they can follow you, make an appointment, all those fun things.
Well, Instagram's probably the best. So it's House of Color and color is spelled with a C-O-L-O-U-R. House of Color Charla on Instagram, or you can just email me charlacornbeauty@gmail.com and I'll get right back to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being
thank
with
you
us.
Thank you for having me. I can't wait to find out what season you are.
I know, it's going to be
and
so
your
fun.
Clothing personality. You're so just watch. They're going to change everything here in a minute.
Well, and that's what I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be so funny.
Watch them transform over the
to
next
come
few
back.
Episodes.
Yeah, really though. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us here today
cheers
on Curb Appeal. Yeah, cheers. And we'll cheers you when we come do our colors. And
oh, let's
I can't
do
wait
it.
To show that.
All right.
Cheers. All right. Cheers. We'll be right back here next week on Curb Appeal. Yay. Thank you. I know. I'm so excited to go do it.